Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it, that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome!
Oh my God. My ears.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, we heard you.
We heard you loud and clear.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I'm glad you heard me, Lynn. That's my co-host, Lynn Golder. The better half, as she says.
With broken eardrums right now.
With the broken eardrums. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And I definitely hope you call in tonight. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that number again so those folks can write it down. 407-894-1680. And for those folks that are tuning in for the first time, want to know what this show is all about, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Hope you'll like the show tonight. We got a very good show for you tonight. Before we go any further, let me introduce to the players. To my right, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I certainly am here. If I wasn't, I am now. Welcome, everybody, to the January 12th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, it's another beautiful young lady, another co-host. They say her name is Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you, Michael.
You're quite welcome,
pleasure to be here for the first time in 2020.
That's right.
And let's just say, because I got two women up right now to the left and to my right in front of me that Lynn can see, but Sheila and I can't see behind the window. His name is Chris Shaw. Chris, are you there?
Yeah. It's hot. I'm burning up over here.
He's running down the hall.
Hold on. Chris Shaw is the producer and engineer of the show, because without him, it can't have a show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Keep on listening.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Some shout-outs, Michael?
Yes, let's do some shout-outs. Before we get started, let's do some shout-outs for those folks.
All right, I guess I'll go first, and then Sheila's going to follow me. So first of all, I'd like to say, give a shout out to Dan Day. We enjoyed the event last night for Foundation Fighting Blindness, and thank you for having us. We really had a wonderful time.
He's a tall guy. I didn't realize he was so tall.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Brenda and Richard in Longwood. It was really nice to meet you. And then I'd also like to give a shout out to Constance Tracy in Claremont, and I wanted to thank you for your thank you card for the Sunny's gift card. And we appreciate the fact that you appreciate. How's that for double talk? So thank you, Constance, for thanking us. We really, really appreciate
it. Yeah,
that was a first. Someone
that a listener wrote to us and thanked us for sending them a gift card.
Just wanted to give her a shout out. I thought
that was very sweet of you.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
All righty, Sheila, you're on.
I have a couple shout outs. One, I want to wish Tracy, my dear friend's daughter, a quick recovery. She's been in the hospital for 2 weeks, so I hope that she's getting better and on the way to mending. Asla Gonser's birthday is this week. Happy early birthday. My friend Jen's birthday is this month. And my grandson is going
to
be 4 next week. So happy birthday, Jacob.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
That's neat. So you have any shout-outs, Michael? You don't usually do shout-outs.
Well, I know one thing. Most people don't know that you're going to be a great... Listen to this word, folks. She's going to be a great grandmother.
Well, that means you're going to be a great grandfather.
That's true. I'm a very young man.
Yes,
that's what we're going to be great grandparents.
Yep.
Our grandchild is going to be a mother. And it's funny because the question is...
Desiree calls her my favorite little mama.
Yeah. The daughter is going to be a mommy. Can you believe this? Yeah, our grandchild's going to be a mother. That makes us a great grandfather, great grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, we got a few things to talk about tonight. All kidding aside, two things we're going to talk about tonight. If you got something to say, you know the phone number, and I'll say it again, 407-894-1680. So, let me ask you a question. If you don't use a guide dog, do you use a cane? And if you don't use nothing, the question is, if you are visually impaired and blind, why not? I spoke to a cane company, believe it or not, and they said more than half, listen to this, more than half the people that are visually impaired in this country do not use anything, not a dog and not a cane. There's something wrong with that, as far as I'm concerned, because I wouldn't go anywhere, and I mean anywhere, without my cane. And I want people that are blind. How's that one? I want people that are blind, because I'm not embarrassed at the least. But I want people that are blind, because this way, if I bump into somebody, if I touch someone, they know there's nothing wrong with me. It's just that I am visually impaired. And if you don't, and you bump into people, they could think you're drunk. They could think all kinds of things. Don't you think so, Sheila?
Absolutely, Michael. I can't wait till we get into this conversation after our guest caller. It's going to be an interesting topic.
That's right. We'll be talking to John Oliveira, who is the president of the Association of Blind Citizens in Holbrook, Massachusetts, on the other side of the break.
So and the other thing I want to talk about tonight, we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, and I still maintain, why don't a lot of you, why don't you belong anywhere? Because the question is, when you don't belong anywhere, that means you don't know that many people that are visually impaired. That means you don't have that many friends that are visually impaired. Well, it's a shame.
Some of my best friends are visually impaired.
Well, that's how I met Sheila. That's why I met a lot of my friends
yep.
that are visually impaired.
Yeah.
Because if you don't belong anywhere, you might be alone in your house. You maybe only know sighted people. And to me, it's even though they're your friends, even though you're family and they're sighted, believe me, there's a little thing there when someone who's not in your brothers and sisters who are visually impaired, it's different. I have to say it's different. They don't understand. They think they understand, but they don't.
Well, they empathize with you, but they don't live it. And that's where the communication comes in. If you are around people that live it, they get it. So that's just my two cents worth.
Well, you know what? I didn't know a lot of things until I went visually impaired and then went blind. Because when I lost more of my sight, there's a lot of things I realized that I didn't know. What are you saying, trying to say there?
Oh, no, I'm doing sign language to Chris.
Oh.
We're going to go to break, and then we'll catch up with
We're going to break now?
Yep.
Oh, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com. Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Getting to the doctor's office for an appointment can be difficult or sometimes impossible. Lack of transportation, harsh weather, and exposure to germs at the doctor's office are all factors that can prevent you from getting the care you need and staying healthy. At Primary Care at Home, we bring health care to you. Primary Care at Home has worked diligently to create a superior practice model that provides state-of-the-art medicine the old-fashioned way. We accept patients in the following Florida counties: Orange, Seminole, Osceola, Brevard, Volusia, Lake, Sumter, Polk, Pasco, Highland, Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Lee County. Most insurances cover 100% of our services. Call us at 800-925-1840 or visit our website, primaryathome.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, and I definitely hope you do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Okay,
let's talk about our guest.
Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome back to the new decade, John Oliveira. And John is the president at the Association of Blind Citizens in Holbrook, Massachusetts. Welcome back and Happy New Year, John. Happy
Good evening, Lynn. Happy Good evening, Michael. And Happy New Year to you guys and the crew. And we've turned over. Some people are saying that this is not the decade because you don't count zero when you begin a decade. So okay. We had a big discussion the other day with some friends, and they were saying, no, when you count off, do you count zero or do you count one? And I guess they were right. You do count one when you do a count off and get to 10. So this may be the decade, beginning of the decade for some folks, but for others, it's a year away, I guess.
Well, I know as I'm getting older, I don't know what it is.
What was 2000? That was all zeros.
That's right. Well, that was the same deal.
That was the Y2K.
It's all public perception. When you put out the PR that is the beginning of the new decade, everybody buys it and doesn't analyze what they're saying.
Say hi to Sheila, John. Sheila's here.
Hi, John.
Interesting conversation, Michael, you were having about regarding folks with who don't use canes who are legally blind. And I've been working in the visually impaired field for 32 years, and I can definitely vouch that 50% and maybe even in some cases more don't use a cane. Even if they have it, they won't use it because of the stigma that comes mm-hmm. with a cane.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, is when you use a cane, you are accepting the fact that you are visually impaired or legally blind or totally blind, whichever it may be. But with someone who has a good amount of usable vision, they don't want that out there. They like to keep it hidden, and they don't mind bumping into people, or they don't mind falling down flights of stairs. Many accidents happen that I hear about, but it is all because they just don't want to use that cane to put out there the fact that they are visually impaired.
John,
don't tell people they're visually impaired when they bump into someone.
John, why don't you call back later when we're going to have a discussion on it?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to hear his input.
I'd like to talk to you on it. Right now, let's talk about you folks in Massachusetts, but later on, call back, and when we can talk about the cane, like to discuss it with you, what we're talking about, because it's an interesting subject.
Yes, it is an interesting subject. So we're talking about the holiday party that we had at ABC here. It was one of the, we couldn't find a seat. The restaurant on the second floor was totally full. We've never had this type of attendance before. Close to 100 people were at the event. And everyone had lunch. We had a tremendous, great deal of fun with the Yankee Swap, or some people call it Dirty Santa, or whatever they want to call it. But here in the Northeast, we call it a Yankee Swap, where everyone brings a gift, and you put it into the big pile. Yeah. You go up and pick it, and then you decide if you want to keep it or not. And then
we did that last night. We did that last night at Foundation Fighting Blindness. And I was too chicken. I didn't want to steal anybody's present.
Oh, that's what makes it so fun.
Exactly.
The reaction that you get when you steal it. And then you get it stolen from you. Because,
yeah.
So it was a great time, and we had a great lot of fun. And so we're moving on into the new year. And our camp, ski camp that we're doing up in March in New Hampshire is just about full. We have kids 12 to 16. They're going to do some downhill skiing, some snow tubing, do some snowshoeing. And if they want to, even some ice skating will be available if they're interested in that. So it's turning out to be a very good camp. We're just reviewing applications right now, see which ones we're going to be able to take on the trip. And we really are moving forward with that. And always around the first time of the first month of the year, I'm always looking for our members and audience, particularly in this show here and of my show In Focus. I always ask for new ideas. If anyone has any ideas or any sort of situations they want to see ABC touch upon, programs, anything like that, it's a great opportunity to bring that to us now at president@blindcitizens.org. And if people are looking into planning certain outings or trips or different excursions, if you bring the idea to us and we can develop it and send it out there and enough people want to do it, we'll certainly do it. About 15 years ago, we had someone mention that we should do a holiday event in the Washington, D.C. area because a gentleman who'd been doing it for years had gotten sick and couldn't do it anymore, and we did that for a number of years, and it turned out very well. So no matter what state you're listening to, just drop us an idea of something that you did or used to happen in your state that doesn't happen anymore, and we'd be glad to explore it and see if we can do anything about it and get involved in that.
So, John, can I ask you, this is Sheila, can I ask you a question? Do you do these activities at different in different states or just in your state?
No, we do activities in different states. Like we do we've done camps up in New Hampshire. We do some here in Massachusetts. We've done some in, like I said, in the D.C. area. We'll do depending on if there's enough blind folks interested, we will come and host an event or sponsor some kind of event or do something to bring the blind community together. So if people have any ideas or ideas that they would love to see happen and hasn't happened yet, we would love to hear about it and work with them on it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We usually ask the local folks to help us publicize it because they know the resources best in the area to get the word out to the blind community. And so we just basically ask for that assistance, and we will do the rest. And, you know, you never know. We can we don't mind flying into different places or doing different things. If it's a worthy enough cause, we certainly are willing to do that.
And what are the, you said 12 to 16 is your ski camp. Is it?
Oh, the ages for the ski camps are ages 12 to 16.
And is this for all of your events, or do you do it for adults as well?
No, we don't do it for adults because, you know what, to be honest with you, we can write a lot of grants and get a lot of sponsorship for kids' activities.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to adult activities, the public is not so charitable.
Wow.
So we have the opportunity. I have access to a facility that we can rent, but the adults would have to pay a good portion of the funding because we're not able to raise a lot of money for adults. You really can't sell the camp idea. What you would have to sell is a retreat. And if any adults want to and are interested in doing a retreat, we do have opportunities in June, July, or August to rent this facility. It would be a 3 or 4 day weekend. So if enough people reach out to me and drop me a note, reach us at president@blindcitizens.org or call us at 781-961-1023. And if we have enough folks interested, 15, 20, 25 interested in doing a weekend together, you fly into the airport and we'll pick you up from the airport and take you up to the campsite. So is a facility with 180 acres. Cabins, and it has full facilities there. It's not rustic. You do stay in cabins, but you do have dining hall and plumbing and all the necessities in life, as far as I'm concerned.
No tent camping, huh?
Yes, no tent camping. Those days are long gone in my book.
Well, it sounds like an awesome opportunity for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And do you do summer programs for kids too, or is it
so we do this we have a ski this one happens to be a ski camp in March. We have different themes. We do another camp that we call a self-improvement program where we do a lot of different we've done fencing, we've done self-defense, we do take people out bowling, we've done some training where we teach you on some ADL skills, and then another camp we have, it's a tech camp that we show you how to use iPads, iPhones, and we bring in all the different, we rent all the different devices that we need, and we have an instructor come, and we have do a full day of training, and then we have swimming and bowling and bumper cars and different things around that training event, so you have a little relaxation time while you're learning some new stuff.
I want to be 16 again.
Well, you know, if we could all turn the clock back, we'd be in great shape, right?
It's a wonderful program up there.
It is.
Sounds really good.
That's awesome.
The most of the kids, most of the children are from New England, or do you pull them in from all around the country?
Actually, about a week and a half ago, I had a call from San Diego.
Oh, wow.
And somehow the mom had read through some listserv she was on. Someone sent the announcement around. And she called and said, I'd love to have my son come skiing. I said, oh, great, no problem. We'll pick him up at the airport if you're coming in. And she's like, oh, you're not going to buy his ticket to fly him out there and everything? So, well, the camp's already free, ma'am. We would take them from the airport and bring them back to the airport, but you're going to have to make arrangements for the transportation. I told her to talk to a local Lions Club and see if they'd buy a ticket for the young man. But we typically don't pay for transportation other than we have a service that we rent in Boston, and we bring anybody from Boston. And we stop along the way in New Hampshire. We've had kids from Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. We've had a few from Vermont that came up to our camps. So it's been New England, but if you fly in, we'll pick you up. So it's not, but when you're a child, most parents don't want to put their child on a plane escorted at that point in time. But we have had mostly from New England, but we're not opposed to someone coming here if they're able to get here. First, when the lady called me from San Diego, I thought that she was going to say that her, you know, maybe the dad was in Boston and the son lived with the dad, and she was just calling to find out about it. But she actually, they both lived out in San Diego, or the family, and want to know if we could bring them in to Boston and pick up the ticket. So we didn't, we don't want to get into that, because then you get into a lot of other liability issues and all that sort of thing.
That's true. So tell everybody how they can reach you again, John.
All right, you can visit us online at blindcitizens.org. You can send me an email at president@blindcitizens.org. You can reach us at 781-961-1023. And if you want to support our programs, you can visit that same website, blindcitizens.org, and visit the support page and find the PayPal button, click on that, and make a tax-deductible donation. And we've had a good season, and things are looking really well, and some grants are coming through, so we're in good shape. And appreciate all your support, and we look forward to talking to you again here on the show.
If you missed any of what John is saying, you can go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org has all the information for John. If you want to look him up, it's all on our website. Everything's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Well, it sounds wonderful, John. Congratulations on doing such a great service.
Keep up the great work.
All right, very good. You guys have a great night.
You too.
Looking forward to talking
to you again.
Good night.
Well, is it time we do trivia, first one?
No. We only have 2 minutes. Actually, I'm going to try to do a quick PSA for South Florida. So I'd just like to tell everybody that the Braille Bandits of Palm Beach County are hosting a 2-day beep baseball workshop. And the workshop is open to anyone in South Florida, the area, that would like to learn more about beep baseball as a player, a spotter, a volunteer, a scorekeeper, whatever you'd like to, however you would like to participate. And the workshop will be Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And lunch and drinks, leave it to Larry.
But this Friday coming
included.
Up? This
lunch
Friday
and drinks
up?
Will be provided for all participants.
Which Friday?
He didn't say. I imagine it's this weekend.
Okay. We'll have to assume it's this
Friday.
Well,
anyone interested in attending should RSVP by calling the Braille Club at 561-585-2301. And lunch and drinks, as I said, will be provided
say
for
the phone
anyone
number again,
attends.
Lynn.
561-585-2301. So that's the Braille Bandits of Palm Beach County having a beep baseball workshop. So
check them out.
Like
check them out.
So I believe we're going to be going to break.
We're going to break. We come back. We'll
I'm
do
sorry,
our first
you said
tribute.
The Braille Bandits?
Yeah. That's his
They sound
team.
Dangerous. They sound like they some heavy. They sound like they some heavy hitters.
They all went out. Where'd they go? To Oklahoma a few months ago, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 17 or 18, and Larry took them.
All right, we're going to do our break. We come back, we'll do our first tribute. Going to break.
Don't go away.
We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Getting to the doctor's office for an appointment can be difficult or sometimes impossible. Lack of transportation, harsh weather, and exposure to germs at the doctor's office are all factors that can prevent you from getting the care you need and staying healthy. At Primary Care at Home, we bring health care to you. Primary Care at Home has worked diligently to create a superior practice model that provides state-of-the-art medicine the old-fashioned way. We accept patients in the following Florida counties: Orange, Seminole, Osceola, Brevard, Volusia, Lake, Sumter, Polk, Pasco, Highland, Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Lee County.
Hey, Lynn, I can't believe this. Primary Care at Home. That's unbelievable. Actually comes to your house? No kidding. Instead of going to the office, Primary Care comes to you. Wow, that's something.
Most insurances cover 100% of our services. Call us at 800-925-1840 or visit our website, primaryathome.com.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And for those folks listening all over the country, well, maybe you can call in. 407-894-1680. It's time for trivia. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? Who is it that's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it?
I found that's a great song, the original version.
It made it more poignant.
You know, folks, I don't want to get into politics, and I'm not saying this to bring into politics.
Don't.
I'm not. But if you listen to that song, and going back to the 60s, life was a lot different in this country. Mm-hmm. We might have had problems, because every year we've had problems. But I think most people, when it came to politics especially, were not fighting. It was, let's put it this way, a togetherness as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there was more respect, I think.
Yes, that's a good word.
All the way around. Respect, yes. I think the whole world has lost a lot of your core values and a lot of respect.
Well, in today's world, everybody's fighting. Mm-hmm. And it's even fighting within family members. Because if you believe in one politics and the other person believes in another, they're fighting. They never had that before in families.
Well, it took me hours to find that song because it stuck. It, you know how you get something stuck in your head?
Yep.
And I knew the song. I could not remember the name of it. And I did all kinds of researching on YouTube and internet. And I'm like, what is the name of this song?
Hey, Chris, anybody call in?
You're kidding.
Not yet.
It's a hard song.
Nobody called in. I cannot believe it. 407-894-1680.
Yeah, the artist is not well known. I don't think.
Oh, I think so.
He is, but not for that type of serious song.
Okay. Exactly.
I did not know that he did that song.
I didn't
until
either.
You told me, Sheila.
No, I didn't.
And then
either.
I found the original recording in 1968, I believe it was.
Well, somebody knows it out there.
Oh, of course.
407-894-1680.
But it's very poignant at this time of the month because Martin Luther King's
birthday. All right,
let's
play the next song. Then nobody's calling in. Go to the next trivia song.
He's getting calls. Let's
he's getting calls?
Focus on that one
okay.
song. Let's focus on that.
We'll leave it just for one more minute.
Don't get anxious.
407-894-1680.
We can talk about the cane while we're waiting for people to call.
Let's get in a good debate, Michael. You ready to debate me?
Yep. Yep, I'm ready. I got my boxing gloves
you
on.
You ready?
Yep.
Oh, back to your corner.
Okay.
No, I totally agree with what John was saying as far as the cane is concerned. I know a lot of people would rather walk around and bump into poles and bump into walls and bump into people.
All right. So, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I do have a call on the phone line. He said that's relatively easy, and he got this with no hands down.
All right.
All the way from this big old city called Altamont Springs, Florida, right here in Central Florida, I-4 westbound or eastbound, if whichever direction you want to go. Let's talk to our good friend, Dan the Man.
Dan.
Hey,
hi,
guys.
Dan.
Hi.
Hey.
And thank you for last night. It was beautiful.
Well, yes, and thank you for the earlier shout-out.
You're welcome.
Definitely a lot of fun. I'm amazed no one got the trivia already. That's certainly an oldie and a goldie going back into the 60s, for sure, by the immortal Dion DiMucci, Abraham Martin, and John.
Yep.
So who's singing it?
Dion.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. All right. Congratulations.
What did he
win,
Michael?
Won Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
Place to go when it comes to barbecue. You just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Best barbecue there is in Orlando or in Florida.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. Right. And thanks for listening.
In
you
keep
bet.
On listening.
Okay. Well, you better give your address to Chris as soon as he can pick up the phone.
All right, Dan. Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay, who else?
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Dan.
All right, we have another caller calling in. Sun City, Florida. Have you ever heard of that?
Uh-huh.
Sun City?
Uh-huh. Sun City.
Yeah.
No, where's Sun City at?
It's south, I think.
It's south? Is it southbound?
Put them on.
I know where Sunrise is, so yeah. It might be right around
Sun
the corner.
City. Sun put City is down near, it's not far from...
You're thinking of Sun...
Caller?
Yeah,
are you on the line,
Broward.
Caller?
Hal is his name.
Hal? Are you on the line,
Hi there.
Hi, Hal. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing this evening?
So where are you calling from? What part of the country?
I'm in Florida, Sun City Center, Florida. We're in southern Hillsborough County.
Okay. Where is that?
Near Pinellas, isn't it?
Oh, near Pinellas?
Used to be in Pinellas. We're south of Tampa. It's about 30 miles south of Tampa.
Oh, yeah, south of Tampa. That's on the way to Pinellas. Okay. Yep.
Yep. So I knew your answer.
Are you a first-time caller, Hal?
No, I've called before. It's been several months, but I have called before. Yeah,
are you the one that is part of the Pinellas Council?
I am, yes.
Okay. I thought I recognized your name. How are you this evening?
Is this Sheila?
Uh-huh, it is.
Oh, hi, Sheila.
Hi, I'm good.
So were you calling in for trivia?
He was.
I was, yeah. I knew
well, someone just got it, but I'll tell you what. We'll play another song and see if you get this name. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
Hal's really good with music.
listen.
Chris is on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you want him to hang up and then call back or what?
He's on the phone?
Chris is on the
phone.
I'm
still here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess you're going to have to call back because Chris is on the phone talking to some people.
Oh, he's on the phone. Okay.
Yeah, he's taking information.
Okay. Well, call back.
Thank you, Hal. Thanks for listening.
Call back. Try to call
nice
in
talking
first
to you
we'll
all.
Put you right
take
on.
Care. Thank you.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Hal plays the music for the Pinellas Council.
Oh, that's why
so
he
let's
knows
go back
music.
To the conversation about walking in with the cane.
So anyway, what I started to say is I do believe that a lot of people would rather, I don't know if it's an embarrassment issue or if it's they're not secure with themselves. Or a combination of both.
Wait. Don't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the following, okay? Mm-hmm. Why would anybody, now, you people out there, listen to what I'm going to say. You can call up and tell me off. But I'm visually impaired.
Come on,
I'm blind
day.
Myself, so I'm going to make the statement about myself.
I heard what you said.
I don't understand. I don't feel embarrassed. Why would you feel embarrassed about losing your eyesight?
Because it's a stigma.
What?
People, when I first started losing my vision, I refused to use a cane.
Why?
Refused.
Why?
Because it was embarrassing.
You rather walk into doors, you rather break your nose or walking into windows like I used to do?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's an insecurity. It's an embarrassment. I don't want people to know I'm blind.
When I lost my eyesight.
Because then I'll be different.
Yeah, but when I lost my eyesight, we didn't even know about a cane. How about that one? Nobody even told us that you had to use a cane. Remember that, Lynn?
Not until we went to Lighthouse Central,
Florida.
Yeah,
until we went to Lighthouse. Lynn Winkler. They were the first one who mentioned I should use a cane. I didn't know anything about a cane. Mm-hmm. And when I lost my eyesight, it came suddenly. Bing, bang, I lost my eyesight. And I was walking into glass doors, windows. I was hurting my eyes and my nose all the time. And I never felt once, not once, embarrassed.
Well,
it's like saying when you got, God forbid, I got cancer. I beat cancer. I didn't feel embarrassed I had cancer.
Well, that's not something you can see. People can see if you're using a cane.
Yeah.
And it does. There are people that are insecure in themselves, and they don't want to look different.
Well,
I told you we'd have a good debate on this one.
As far as I'm concerned, I never felt embarrassed at all. Zero. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll tell you the truth. In the world we live in, let them feel sorry for me.
Right,
I couldn't care less.
Remember when we met that attorney?
You know what? Just make that statement. In the world we live in that's so screwed up right now, I don't care if someone feels sorry for me. I really couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Because my answer is, if you want to feel sorry for me, great. I'll take all the thing I can
Chris
get.
I think Chris has a call and not to
Wait,
drink.
But I mean, is that fair to say, though, if somebody do want to feel and somebody really is there to support?
What do you mean?
The way you say it, it's just the way it come out saying, I care less if someone feels sorry for me.
I couldn't care less if they feel sorry
but
for
if
me.
They
How
feel,
about that?
But that's, don't that tug on the emotional aspect side of people? Where if I'm trying to care for somebody because of something that they're going through.
Right.
And then you just show me, I don't care. Oh, well, then, that would make me feel like.
Why should I bother?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying.
No, but I just feel so. I guess you say I'm secure within myself and somebody wants to feel sorry for me. Oh, I'll help you with open up the door for you. Fine. That would be very nice. Open the door for me. They want to open the door for me. That's wonderful. They want to help me. That's great.
I got somebody that want to chime in on this conversation.
Put it
Dan the man is back. He said he got to get in on this.
Okay, come on, Dan.
Come
make
on,
my
Dan.
Day.
So, I'm back. So, as you know, this is always an interesting topic when you're talking about what's the right time to start using a cane and all that. I'll give you my quick story of using my cane. I have retinitis pigmentosa, and I was very lucky not to be affected by it till I was nearly 30 years old in terms of showing symptoms. So, yeah, I was very fortunate that way, and it wasn't until probably, 4 years ago that I began using a cane. And, of course, the mobility instructors will say, the good folks at the Lighthouse, for example, will say there's one reason to carry it is for mobility if your vision loss is that severe, and the other reason is as an ID cane so that the other people will see that you're visually impaired. And in my case, I still have lots of useful vision, so when I go to places like grocery stores the donut shop or whatever to get coffee, I don't carry my cane because I don't need it for mobility. And there's one practical aspect of that I've noticed that is a reason why I don't like to carry it all the time, and that is it's something else to carry in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm going to the grocery store or the airport or whatever, you've got to carry other stuff, and you've got this thing in your hand, and you're trying to figure out where to put it. And so there is that stigma, of course. Everyone has to deal with that in their own way of, this is going to mark me as a disabled person.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, you have to get over that in your own time, in your own way.
Right.
But there is that practical aspect is always tying up your hands,
Well, yeah, and it does give you a free hand to be able to use if you need to. But there again, people as like myself who really can't go in a grocery store without a cane, you know, you are one of the fortunate ones that hasn't lost a lot of your vision as of yet. I started losing mine back. I was in my middle 30s when I started losing my usable vision, and I guess it's been since about 2002 since I've really had any functional vision. So, you know,
but I'm going back to ask you both a question. Mm-hmm. Why do people feel embarrassed?
Because Dan says it is an identification to tell people that you are visually impaired or blind.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't want people to know they're visually impaired and blind.
Yeah, you know, I think it's natural that we feel bad when we see a person who's disabled. We'd like to help them or do something, and we can't. And there's this feeling of being a bit uncomfortable, and it's sort of projecting, right? If it's us, we're going to feel that way, like, oh, I don't want other people to see me, and, oh, there's that disabled person.
No, I never felt that at all. Jeez.
Yeah,
I must be weird. What can I tell you?
I think
I never felt embarrassed once.
He is an exception, Dan.
But that's good. But most people, and I certainly find that when we talk about people on the foundation chapter or whatnot, sometimes they don't want to join. Earlier you mentioned, why don't people want to join? Sometimes they don't want the reminder. They don't want to be with people who have their similar condition, because it reminds them that they are going blind, and it's an emotional thing they must reach and handle in their own way in their own time.
Right.
So it's just one of those things.
And everybody, thank you so much for calling
in. Thanks for calling in, Dan.
Yes, thank you, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, folks, if you have anything to say, what I'm saying, what Sheila's saying, call in, 407-894-1680. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I personally, when I lost my vision, Lynn can tell you, I never felt embarrassed.
Mm-mm.
Once, not once. I mean, I was treated as a leper. I had to leave the garment industry, which I loved. I was in there for 40 years, and they dismissed me. Anybody with money, anybody in the financial world did not want to talk to me. I did not feel a stigma. Maybe I should have. Customers came over and they were hugging me. People who didn't even like me came over and they felt bad for me.
Competitors came over.
We were in a booth. Yeah. People coming over from other booths far away coming over and saying they heard that I went blind. And they were coming over and shaking my hand and saying how bad they felt that I went blind. But when it came to the financial people, the banks, anybody in the financial world, they wouldn't have anything to do with me. They dismissed me.
Well, and that's not uncommon. Yeah, that's not uncommon, because a lot of employers don't understand that blind people are excellent employees.
This was not my employees. I was the boss.
I know. But I'm just talking in general.
The workplace.
A lot of workplaces do not have a clue that a blind person is probably at times a better employee than a sighted person, because they work harder to make sure they get their job done so they can keep their job.
Actually, I was shocked. Remember the old story when I first went to my old boss, Carl, at 810?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we first went looking for a job, and Lynn heard about this job in the radio world looking for a salesman, and I went there. And he hired me on the spot, and I said to the man, "You realize I'm blind?" And he said to me, "I couldn't care less."
Well, he's an exception.
Yeah,
Carl, you and Carl are almost exactly the same. They were even born the same year.
I couldn't care less if you can't see. I care about your mouth.
They're
can
both
you
individuals.
Sell? Can you open your mouth?
We're
can
gonna
you
go
talk?
To break, Michael.
Well,
top of the hour.
That's what made
us. Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Brought the radio show, and thanks to him. Anyway, we're gonna go to break. We'll see you back in the second hour. We got a lot more to talk about. Looking forward to it. We got more trivia.
And an
Stay
exciting
tuned for
guest.
Blind and Beyond. Don't
Another
go away.
Guest.
We got a lot more to come. That's it. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.